As we reported a few weeks back, as of the 1st of this month, vapes are only allowed to be sold on prescription. This followed a report from the Senate Select Committee on Tobacco Harm Reduction, which informed the TGA decision on the availability of vape products. But this report was not without critics. Dr. Alex Wodak, a director of the Australian Tobacco Harm Reduction Association, believes that the subsequent TGA decision on vaping was misguided. Dr. Wodak says that with cigarettes, people smoke for the nicotine but die from the tar. And Bay FM's Dr. John Jiggins asked him to explain what concerned him about the Senate committee's recommendations.
The committee was very divided, and that was very clear. And the committee, unfortunately, also indulged in unsavoury practices. The Labor and the Greens opposed tobacco harm reduction, oddly enough, and the Liberals and National Party supported it. So it's curious, but that's what it was. And I must say I was disappointed. What's clear when you listen to it all is, and this is very familiar territory, unfortunately, for those of us who've been involved for decades in the battle over harm reduction and drug law reform, is that the opponents of harm reduction and drug law reform, in this case over tobacco, adopt the same shameless dishonesty, unscrupulousness, smearing their opponents with mud, ad hominem attacks, exactly the same tactics that we saw, unfortunately, for a long period in the war on drugs. And just as the war on drugs is now starting to wind down, the war on vaping is ramping up.
You say that smokers switching to vaping will result in far fewer deaths than smoking, even if people continue vaping indefinitely, and that vaping is now the most popular and also the most effective quit smoking aid in the world.
It's clearly the most popular in Australia and globally. Most people who smoke, the overwhelming majority, after a while, wish they could stop. And the overwhelming majority try to stop, and they try many, many times, usually unsuccessfully. And that's not just the Australian experience, that's universal. So they're willing to try different things after they've tried the conventional methods. The remarkable thing about vaping is that it's very attractive to smokers. It's attractive because there can be similar levels of nicotine in the blood as can be achieved with smoking. So they get the same sharp spike to high levels and before the nicotine levels start to drop again. And they want that. They also have the same kind of hand-to-mouth movements that they have learned to enjoy, the jet of hot gases reaching the back of the throat, things that don't appeal to me, but appeal to smokers. Thing replicates all those sorts of things. And also, they start to enjoy the variety of flavours. It's very important for adults as it is for young people. There's no doubt that vaping is attractive, and the other forms of tobacco harm reduction are also attractive to smokers and people who like nicotine. The question about effectiveness as a quit aid, firstly, a lot of the people who end up quitting through vaping are people who try vaping out of curiosity and discover, much to their surprise, how much they enjoy it, how much more they enjoy it than smoking. And they decide, without previously having any intention to quit, they decide to quit more or less accidentally, were. It's the only quit smoking method where people, a significant number of people, quit accidentally. In countries where vaping rates are very high, vaping is common, such as the UK and US, since about 2012, 2013, the smoking rate has really tumbled. There's been an acceleration of the decline in smoking rates. In countries like Australia, where vaping rates have been pushed down, they're increasing, but not as fast as in the US or UK. The smoking rate decline in Australia has pretty well stalled since 2013. So we're declining about 0.3% per year in our smoking rate in Australia, UK about 0.9%, US about 0.8%. This is since 2013. Yet Australia has much more aggressive tobacco control policies than the US or the UK, and we have the highest cigarette price in the world now. You'd think because of those aggressive tobacco control policies that smoking rates would be tumbling in Australia and staying falling slowly in the US and UK. But because vaping is very common in the US and UK, and they've allowed it to become common, the smoking rate has plummeted in the US and UK and is now, for the first time, as far as I know, ever lower than in Australia.
Australian Tobacco Harm Reduction Association Director and Harm Reduction Australian Ambassador Dr. Alex Wodak speaking there with BayFM's Dr. John Jiggins.